This is KERA News. I'm Duahli Saikautau. This story is the second in our series on the public media initiative, Veterans Coming Home. In County Criminal Court No. 9, Fort Worth Judge Brent Carr runs what's known as the Veterans Court. Servicemen and women who commit lower-level criminal offenses can enter a rehabilitation program to have their case dismissed and later expunged. Judge Carr, you served as an artillery officer in the Marine Corps in the late 70s. You have two sons in the Army. You know a lot about what veterans are going through, don't you?
When I read the reports of what these people went through, these are just incredibly profound stories of terror, of harm, of explosions, of limbs flying, and it does take a toll. I mean, I see it in many of these people who come through my court. I hear the stories my sons tell me. So what this program does, it basically says, okay, Mr. or Ms. Veteran, we're not here to say this is a free pass. I mean, there are lines society expects you to fall between, but because of your service, we're going to give you an opportunity. But you're going to have to carry the pack on your shoulders. We're going to point you in the right direction. We're going to give you the resources to be successful. If you finish this program, then you will have earned the right to have your good name restored. You will have earned the right to be able to go apply for a job and truthfully say on your questionnaire that you've never, even though you were arrested, you can literally say that you weren't because that's what the law says you can say. It basically wipes out the whole thing and you get a reset.
Why the focus on vets and not, for example, migrants or refugees?
None of us would be sitting here in my office today having this conversation to some degree if we weren't able to keep the forces of evil at bay, and that's what our military does. They fight the war over there, so we don't have to fight the war. I don't want Afghanistan in my backyard. And we're going to give you this opportunity, but you're the one who's going to have to prove that you're worthy, and it's a one-time deal. You get to be in the program like this one time. We're going to try to right the ship. You've got one chance to straighten your life out and then go and sin no more. And if you can do that, you will have all the reward and benefits that an opportunity like this hasn't. And if you can't, well, it's going to catch up with you eventually anyway, and you'll be back in the system, and it'll be much more prone to be punishment-oriented and no longer forgiveness-oriented.
There are more than 120,000 veterans in Tarrant County. Some 4,000 veterans have applied to your diversion program, and less than 150 have been admitted. In the years since the program has started, you've had an 87% success or completion rate.
I mean, I really take a lot of personal satisfaction, and I know my staff does, in seeing people dig themselves out of a dilemma and go on to live successful, meaningful lives. In all these programs, I'm very comfortable with the success rate that we have. I'm very proud of the veterans program in particular, because I would say no less than about six other counties in the state of Texas have modeled their program off of the way we do business here. And so far, we've admitted 133 people to our program. We've graduated more than 80. Less than five have reoffended. So I absolutely am committed to the proposition that this is the way to go.